USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The police chief of Rochester, New York, resigned as criticism mounted over his handling of the death of Daniel Prude, a black man who died after police placed a mesh hood over his head and pushed him into the street.
I want to assure our Rochester community that the Rochester Police Department will continue to serve and protect our residents and our neighborhoods.
Rochester Mayor Lovely Warren. President Trump on the campaign trail, this stop in Jupiter, Florida, where President Trump has some big news for the Sunshine State.
I will sign a presidential order extending the moratorium on offshore drilling on Florida's Gulf Coast and expanding it to Florida's Atlantic coast as well as the coasts of Georgia and South Carolina.
President Trump now holding a rally in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
As the election heads into the home stretch, Facebook is offering its users an interesting proposition. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains from Washington.
Facebook paying some users to deactivate their accounts. As many as 400,000 people will be invited to join a study, and those who opt in can get as much as $120 in exchange. Facebook and Instagram accounts must be deactivated later this month for either a week to 6 weeks, and the goal is to better understand how the sites impact political attitudes and behavior during the election.
With just 55 days until the election, the Biden campaign called a lid Tuesday morning, meaning there will be no new news from the Democratic nominee for the remainder of the day. Democratic nominee Joe Biden spent his Labor Day in Pennsylvania, where he took questions from AFL-CIO members. Biden also doing some local interviews. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Amazon is banning a potentially dangerous item on its website, and USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the story.
Amazon has banned foreign sales of seeds in the U.S. after Americans across the country received suspicious packages of seeds, many originating in China earlier this summer. Under the online retailer's new policy, as of September 3rd, overseas seed vendors are prohibited from importing plant or seed products into the U.S. Also, non-residents of the U.S. are banned from bringing such seeds into the country. Sellers who don't comply with the restrictions could have their Amazon accounts shut down.
At least 51 people were shot, 10 fatally, over the Labor Day weekend in Chicago. As of 10 p.m. on Monday night, police told ABC7 that there were at least 51 shooting victims and 10 deaths over the weekend. Among the fatalities was an 8-year-old girl who was shot and killed Monday while riding in an SUV on Chicago's South Side. At least 495 people have been killed so far in 2020, and about 2,900 people have been shot overall in the city. To Trekkies, today is a very special day. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Today is Star Trek Day. It's the 54th anniversary of the original Star Trek series debut. Cast members from different eras of the show will be taking part in 3 hours worth of virtual panels on the Star Trek Day website.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.